Tomorrow night, Chicago welcomes UK singer-songwriter Lewis Watson to the Lincoln Hall in Lincoln Park. Watson's touring North America in support of his new record, Midnight, released about a month ago. Lewis Watson's music has been compared to Coldplay, to Ed Sheeran. Well, that's high praise for a 24-year-old musician who recorded this record in less than 2 weeks. Lewis Watson's in studio tonight. He's brought his guitar. Lewis, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about your music. I'm fascinated because the one thing that stuck out in your story was that you actually picked up the guitar and learned it without lessons at the age of 16.
Yeah.
Does that, I mean, you're only 24 years old. I mean, I hear that story from people who are much more, they're accomplished at the age of 50. It's only been a couple of years.
Well, I certainly wish that I could have all of that knowledge under my belt being 50. But no, it's something that nobody in my family played a guitar or played an instrument, you know. So I put it on this pedestal, I think, and it became this impossible thing that I'd never be able to do, you know. And when it came to my 16th birthday, I just thought, you know, I'm going to ask for a really cheap one. We have a shop in the UK called Argos, which is just like super cheap stuff, you know. And I asked for a cheap guitar and I got it. And I just kind of spent, you know, the next, 8 years just making music. And it's something that, it's the best decision I've ever made, definitely. And yeah, it was tough teaching myself, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, were you musical before that? Were you a singer before that?
No, not at all, really. I was really into music. I grew up, you know, surrounded by music of all types, really. My dad was really into kind of really old school reggae, but then also like Prince and Queen. And my mum was kind of into whatever was on the radio at the time. My older sister listened exclusively to Justin Timberlake, and my older brother listened to rap, and I listened to metal. So it's a real kind of variety of music that I kind of grew up, you know, surrounded by. And so I'd like to think that I draw influence from all of those things. But I just really wanted to create. Everybody that's into music, you know, it's their dream to be a musician. And so to be, you know, I'm a small fry and I'm only at the start.
Well, you're making your name both on the UK charts and now with Midnight for your singer-songwriter chops. But, you know, you got your start sort of in an unorthodox way on YouTube. You had a YouTube channel and you were doing covers, you know, trying out or giving that guitar, the new guitar, some use.
Yeah.
So talk about that. Talk about the success that you've had, the fame that you've collected from doing covers on YouTube before you even started your career.
Yeah, sure. So YouTube was, you know, it just started at that time. I don't think anybody really knew how to use YouTube, you know. And so I was uploading videos. I was living in between my mum's house and my dad's house, and it was the most convenient way to always have access to these videos, you know. And I was only uploading videos to teach myself how to play. You know, I'd play a cover of my favorite song, and a week later I'd listen back and say, oh, okay, well, my G major was quite good, but when I transitioned to the D, whatever it was, you know,
right.
It wasn't very tight. I need to work on that. And that's purely what it was for. You know, I didn't expect anybody to listen. And actually, when people did start listening, I almost deleted everything. And like, because it terrified me.
As one does, right?
I'd been playing the guitar for like 2 months. I knew I was really bad. And I just didn't want other people to see that, you know. But fortunately, I guess people were really nice, you know, and I have no idea why, but I'm so grateful for that because, you know, I certainly wouldn't be here if I deleted everything.
Well, I think I have I think I know why, and it's in the music that you have put together with Midnight and performed live. What are we going to hear here? Let's hear some music so people here in Chicago can sample.
This is track two from the album, and it's on the album. It's a really kind of big bandy track. My drummer Rob plays an incredible shuffle beat throughout this song, and yeah, it's got a great pulse to it. But this is how I originally wrote the song, just on this guitar, and it's a song I wrote about being lost and lonely and then finding somebody and then being that little light that kind of shows you that there's more, you know. And it's called Little Light.
Here it is. UK singer songwriter Lewis Watson is going to be at Lincoln Hall tomorrow night. Take it away.
Staring at the clouds, looking for a silver line. I was caught in a cocoon, but now you got me feeling butterfly wings. Dreaming in the lows, I never thought I'd see this sign. But now I'm shooting for the moon. You're calling me a lunar light. Now all this shade is illuminating, and all those lava lines are taking shape, and all my worries disintegrating. Oh, I've been waiting, and all my days were young and wasted. Well, I was waiting, oh, for you, and all the plans that I've been chasing were always fading. But ever since I found you, a little light is bright through. Staring at the roots, nobody there to help me grow. I was longing for the rain, you were the flood that made me overflow. A stranger to my skin, but now I'm braver in my bones. You see, I'm shooting for the moon, you're painting me in indigo. Now all this shade is illuminating, and all those lava lines are taking shape, and all my worries disintegrating. Oh, I've been waiting, and all my days were young and wasted. Well, I was waiting, oh, for you, and all the plans that I've been chasing were always fading. But ever since I found you, a little light is bright. Oh, a little light is breaking through. Now all this shade is illuminating, and all those lava lines are taking shape, and all my worries disintegrating. Oh, I've been waiting, and all my days were young and wasted. Well, I was waiting, oh, for you, and all the plans that I've been chasing were always fading. But ever since I found you, a little light is breaking through. Oh, a little light is breaking through.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. UK singer-songwriter Lewis Watson. He's going to be at the Lincoln Hall tomorrow night in Lincoln Park. He's touring North America in support of his new record, Midnight, which it can be streamed anywhere at this point, released about a month ago. We'll continue the conversation with Lewis here on The Download and get another song from him right after the break. Stay with us. To Download here on 720 WGN, I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, very happy to have UK singer-songwriter Lewis Watson. He's going to be at the Lincoln Hall in Lincoln Park tomorrow night. He's on a North American tour for his new record, Midnight. Lewis, you were telling us about the tour dates. I mean, you are being very ambitious.
Yeah.
What is it? You said 14 shows? What, 10 14 days, 14?
14 shows in 19 days, yeah. It's going to suck for 3 weeks, and then, you know, it all pays off.
What are you – I mean, you're such a young musician. What are you learning about your talent, about your discipline, about your mental sort of agility?
Yeah, I'm learning kind of never to do this again. because I'm completely alone as well. I'm not on the road with a manager or a sound guy or any of my one friends. So it's super tough on, as you say, my kind of mental agility. It's super tough on the psyche. You know, I really didn't realize, because I'm quite a big fan of my own company, honestly. I just sleep and eat, and that for me is the dream. But it's tough because I come off stage after playing to 200, 300, it was almost 500 people in LA, you know, and I want to share that with somebody, and I just go back to an empty dressing room. And,
oh, man.
And it sucks. Yeah. It really sucks. But what I'm doing is, because there's nobody with me, I'm also selling my own merch. So I get to meet everybody after the show as well, and I get to thank them and, you know, be in their company, which is nice. But it's tough, you know. It's a lot of work, but, well, I say work. But I also get to sing for a living. So that's, you know, the pros and cons of...
How do you make sure you're healthy? I mean, I don't want to sound so 40. That was a very dad thing. Listen, I just want to make sure you're taking care of yourself, Lewis. But I mean, there is. I mean, you're a singer. It's important for you to
definitely
keep it together.
This kind of 2 inches here is what's paying the bills at the moment. So I'm not drinking. I've been touring now since mid-January. I've played almost a show every night since mid-January, which at first was I don't want to say easy, but I really got into the stride of it, you know, and kind of mid-March, my voice just started really saying, like, man, just give me a break over here, you know.
Give me a week off, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I kicked the alcohol. The thing is, alcohol and dairy are so bad for your voice, you know, and I love cheese so much. So I've kind of just, like, shifted alcohol aside, you know. And what I'm seeing is, you know, after the tour, I can, you know, have a blowout with my dad or something like that. you know, that would be fun. Watch some golf with some wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
The new record is Midnight. Lewis Watson is going to be at the Lincoln Hall tomorrow night in Lincoln Park. The UK singer-songwriter is in studio. All right, one more song for us tonight. What do you got?
Sure. This is track 3 from the album, and it's a single here in the States. And it's a song called Deep the Water.
All right, Deep the Water. Here it is. Lewis Watson, take it away.
When your hair spills light on my shoulders and your eyes white emerald green, you are the love form when it gets colder, the silver sunset watching the sea. But as the gray notes... Oh, sorry. Talk about alcohol.
See, we're just talking.
Let's go again. When your hair spills light on my shoulders and your eyes white emerald green, you are the love form when it gets colder, the silver sunset watching the sea. But as the gray notes sing through the windows, where do you go? Why do you leave? And as the waves grow harder, the days go, darling, I'm folding, I'm on my knees. You give me nothing when there's nothing else, so deep the water. But you're hiding in the shallows and you come running when you're running out. So deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning out. And your heart weighs down on my shoulders, with your eyes, why do you lose me at sea? And your words make a fire that smolders, and you are the moon pulling tides over me, giving me gray notes scream through the window. Where do you go? Why do you leave? And as the waves grow harder, the days go, darling, folding, I'm on my knees. You give me nothing when there's nothing else, so deep the water, but you're hiding in the shallows, and come running when you're running out. So deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning out, losing light beneath the silent sky. I'm losing light
above the ocean wide. I'm losing light, I'm sinking slowly as we're losing light, my love. You give me nothing when there's nothing else. So deep the water, but you're hiding in the shallows. And you come running when you're running out. So deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning now. When there's nothing else, so deep the water, but you're hiding in the shallows. And you come running when you're running out. So deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning now. So deep the water, so deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning now. So deep the water, so deep the water, so deep the water, and I'm left here drowning now.
Yeah, look at that. Yes. UK singer-songwriter Lewis Watson, the very talented 24-year-old musician who's going to be at Lincoln Hall in Lincoln Park tomorrow night. His new record, Midnight, is out. I can't thank you enough for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
And anyone who's out there is going to be at the show, you know, help the kid out. He's got no friends here in Chicago, so help him out. Buy a T-shirt or get him a glass of water, something like that. Lewis, thanks so much for being here, man. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Justin. Thank you.